The phone company rechecked that trace, Anders said. They've determined that there were no calls into the NPS from the outside at the time Benson called. None at all. Ross blinked. That's right, Anders said. He must have called from somewhere inside the hospital. Ross stared out the fourth-floor window at the parking lot and watched as Anders gave instructions to at least 20 cops. Half of them went into the main hospital building, the rest remained outside in little groups, talking together quietly, smoking. Then a white bomb squad van rumbled up, and three men in gray metallic-looking suits lumbered out. Anders talked to them briefly, then nodded and stayed with the van, unpacking some very peculiar equipment. Anders walked back toward the NPS. Alongside her, Gerhard watched the preparations.
"Benson won't make it," he said.
"I know," she said. "I keep wondering if there is any way to disarm him or immobilize him. Could we make a portable microwave transmitter?"
"I thought of that," Gerhard said. "But it's unsafe. You can't really predict the effect on Benson's equipment. And, you know, it'll raise hell with all the cardiac pacemakers and other patients in the hospital."
"Isn't there anything we can do?"
Gerhard shook his head.
"There must be something," she said.
He continued to shake his head.
"Besides," he said, "pretty soon the incorporated environment takes over."
"Theoretically."
Gerhard shrugged. The incorporated environment was one of the notions from the development group of the NPS. It was a simple idea with profound implications. It began with something that everybody knew, that the brain was affected by the environment. The environment produced experiences that became memories, attitudes, and habits, things that got translated into neural pathways among brain cells. And those pathways were fixed in some chemical or electrical fashion. Just as a common laborer's body altered according to the work he did, so a person's brain altered according to past experience. But the change, like the calluses on a worker's body, persisted after the experience ended. In that sense, the brain incorporated past environments. Our brains were the sum total of past experiences, long after the experiences themselves were gone. That meant that cause and cure weren't the same thing. The cause of behavior disorders might lie in childhood experiences, but you couldn't cure the disorder by eliminating the cause, because the cause had disappeared by adulthood. The cure had to come from some other direction. As the development people said, "A match may start a fire, but once the fire is burning, putting out the match won't stop it. The problem is no longer the match, it's the fire." As for Benson, he had had more than 24 hours of intense stimulation by his implanted computer. That stimulation had affected his brain by providing new experiences and new expectations. A new environment was being incorporated. Pretty soon, it would be impossible to predict how the brain would react, because it wasn't Benson's old brain anymore. It was a new brain, the product of new experiences. Anders came into the room.
"We're ready," he said.
"I can see."
"We've got two men for every basement access,